Title: Delaware Supreme Court Affirms the Use of Stockholders' Agreements to Waive Appraisal Rights. Content: In Manti Holdings, LLC v. Authentics Acquisition Company, Inc., Number 354, 2020, 2021 WL416-5159, Delegate September 13, 2021. The Delaware Supreme Court issued an important opinion affirming the use of stockholders' agreements by and among Delaware corporations and its stockholders to waive stockholders' rights of appraisal under Section 262 of the Delaware General Corporation Law. The Manti Holdings decision further solidifies Delaware's strong policy preference of freedom of contract and private ordering, and confirms that Delaware corporations can have its stockholders waive appraisal rights. Note, however, that not every appraisal waiver may be valid. It also raises the question of what other seemingly mandatory stockholder rights may be waived in documents that are not a charter or bylaw. The case arises from a 2017 merger transaction with Authentics Acquisition Company, Incorporated, the company. In 2008, the company became the parent company of Authentics Incorporated, with Carlyle becoming the majority stockholder. Before the 2008 transaction, the petitioners held a majority of the outstanding shares of Authentics Incorporated. In connection with the 2008 transaction, the petitioners received rollover equity in the company, became minority stockholders, and were required to enter into a stockholders agreement, the stockholders agreement. Importantly, the stockholders agreement contained the following provision: in the event that a company sale is approved by the board and the Carlyle majority, each other holder shall consent to and raise no objections against such transaction, and shall refrain from the exercise of appraisal rights with respect to such transaction. The petitioners, the company and Carlyle were all represented by counsel in negotiating the stockholders' agreement. Carlyle received preferred stock in a subsequent transaction, and the stockholders' agreement was amended to accommodate. In 2017, the company's board recommended a merger with a third party, and Carlyle approved the merger. The merger consideration was paid out through a waterfall provision which allocated nearly all of the proceeds to the holders of preferred stock. The petitioners, holding common stock that stood to receive little to no consideration, timely demanded appraisal. The Court of Chancery, however, denied petitioners' demand and held they had waived their appraisal rights. A majority of the Supreme Court affirmed the Court of Chancery's holding on appeal. Disagreeing with petitioners' contractual arguments, the court held that petitioners had waived their Section 262 rights in the stockholders' agreement. Notably, court found that the waiver applied post-merger when the stockholders' agreement self-terminated because, reading the agreement holistically, it made little sense that stockholders were to refrain from exercising appraisal rights not ripe to exercise pre-termination. The court also held that the post-merger company could enforce the stockholders' agreement because it is an entity capable of forming a contract. The change of control did not alter the company's status as a party to the stockholders' agreement, and if anyone is to be an intended beneficiary, it would be the surviving company. The court then determined that the appraisal waiver was permissible as a matter of Delaware law and policy. Echoing its 2020 decision in Salzburg v. Sayabakuchi, the court reiterated that the DGCL is a broad, enabling act that allows immense freedom for private ordering, only limited by certain mandatory terms, e.g., a charter eliminating or limiting the liability of a director for breaches of loyalty and public policy. Because the petitioners were sophisticated and informed investors, represented by counsel, that used their bargaining power to negotiate for funding from Carlyle in exchange for waiving their appraisal rights. And the appraisal waiver was not a midstream amendment that was forced upon the petitioners without their express consent. It did not have the qualities of an essential feature of the corporate form that cannot be waived, as described in and reappraisal of Ford Holdings Incorporated Preferred Stock, 698A.2D973, Delegate CH 1997. The court held so despite Section 262 saying that qualifying stockholders shall be entitled to appraisal. Further, the court held that the waiver is not a stock restriction.